Good evening and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Oak Hill High School, Converse, Indiana, home of the Golden Eagles. Welcome you to today's education-based school varsity boys basketball game. Tonight, it's going to be the Tipton Blue Devils and the Oak Hill Golden Eagles. Internet radio broadcast made possible at audiosportsonline.net. ASO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access, putmeinsports.com in 2008. Thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a nice complex here. What a gymnasium. For the second time I've been in this gymnasium, a couple of years ago, the Blue Devils came over. Blue Devils couldn't get a win a couple of years ago and last year at home. Keith Baxter reminds me a 17-point loss to Blue Devils on their home court. 12:58 on the pregame clock. Let you know the JV contest decided by Oak Hill. It's a good ball game. Throughout the ball game, it was very good. They'll score Oak Hill 39-34. I'd like to mention that coverage, Blue Devil basketball and Tipton County sports, can be found the weekly Wednesday printed edition and online TiptonCountyTribune.com. Again, that's TiptonCountyTribune.com for updates on games and results. Follow Shell Garmin. Twitter at Shell, that's 2L's, then underscore Garmin, G-A-R-M-O-N, Michelle underscore Garmin on X, formerly known as Twitter. Mention we'll talk a little bit about East School. This will mention the visiting team on the scoreboard. Talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment of 454. Home, their gym capacity, 2,050. They will host Sectional 39, Class 2A. In their sectional, mention it's Tipton. Devils are currently 19-1 on the season. It's Taylor. Their Titans, they're 14-7. The Blackford Bruins are 11-9. Eastern Thomas, tied up right there at 10-10. Addison Grant, the Argyles, are 5-13. Eastbrook, the Panthers. So 5-13, the Elwood Panthers are 7-13. This is the principal at Tipton High School, Mr. Craig Leach. Athletic director, Mr. Corey Fernung. The assistant AG in the middle school athletic director. He's also on the staff here tonight. That's Alex Weddle. The athletic trainer at Tipton High School is Burke Emmert. Tipton High School is located 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. The web is TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the collars blue and white. Mentioned Blue Devils are going to wear the blue uniforms tonight. Royal to a dark blue, white numerals. Mentioned the Blue Devils perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference is made up of 9 teams. There are 4 teams in the East Division. The East, the Blue Devils have won that division outright, 3-0. Play against Central Catholic. Knights, they'll play them on Friday night. Central Catholic 3-1 in the West. Central Catholic and Tipton going to play for all the marbles to Hoosier Conference. If 7:30 varsity start Friday night, putmeinsports.com will be there. Also mention Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights are currently 9-11. Finish the East Division at 2-1. Western, the Western Panthers, 4-14. They finished 1-2 in the East. Northwestern Tigers finished 0-3 in the East Division. The West Division of the Hoosier Conference, made up of five teams, Twin Lakes 3-1, Central Catholic 3-1, Lafayette, the Red Devils, are 2-2, Benton Central, the Bison, 2-2, they're 13-8. Overall, Central and the Central Bombers finish the West at 0-4. Again, we'll remind you, the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 18 wins, one loss. One loss came to the Kokomo Wildcats back on January 20th to 71 contest. Mentioned the Blue Coaches poll will let you know that the Kokomo Wildcats currently number 5. A week ago, they were number 6. Kokomo playing pretty good in Class 4A. We'll also remind you the Blue Devils 3-0 East Division winner. Again, we'll mention they'll play Friday night at Lafayette Central Catholic, 7:30. That'll be for the championship of the Hoosier Conference. The Blue Devils head coach, in year number 5, Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 83 wins, 84 losses. Those are at Tipton. Overall, he's working in year number 43, 580 wins. 193 losses. As mentioned, the next game on the agenda for Tipton be this Friday night. 6 o'clock for JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Play for first or second place. The Hoosier Conference, Tipton will be at LCC. That'll be the crossover game. I will talk a little bit about the Oak Hill Golden Eagles. Hill Golden Eagles. Here, gym capacity, 2,110. Hill Golden Eagles, their school was founded in 1959. That's in their Class 3A, Sectional 23, will be 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Mrs. Finawa High School. Their sectional, Belmont, currently 13-3. Oconoqua, currently 13-4. Sistinawa, 11-7. Orwell, 11-8. Fourth Section, 11-6. Kill, 10-8. Peru, the Tigers are 11-9. Principal, Oak Hill High School, is Ryan Brady McClure. The athletic director is Mr. Ryan Fagan. The athletic secretary is Rachel Bright. Oak Hill High School is located at 7765 West Delphi Pike, Converse, Indiana, 46919. You can dial them by telephone at 765-395-3341. On the web at oakhillathletics.com. They were the colors blue and gold. Performed in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 teams in the Central Indiana Conference. Right now at the top of it, at number 1 is Frankton. Frankton Eagles are 6-0 Central Indiana. Second place, presently 5-1 Mrs. Finawa. Third place, 4-2 Oak Hill. Fourth place, 3-3 Alexandria. Place, 3-4 Blackford Bruins. Sixth place, Madison Grant, they're 2-5. Seventh place, Elwood, they're 1-5. And Eastbrook, also 1-5. Remind you, Oak Hill, Golden Eagles are 10-8 on the season. To Indiana Conference, they're 4-2. They average 57 points. Game, they have an average of 54.9. Head coach, Golden Eagles, Mr. Kevin Rinbarger, in year number 19 here at Oak Hill, is the only place has coached. 182 wins, 153 losses. Game on the agenda for Oak Hill. See this Friday, 16th of February, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Kill, Catholic game, play at Elwood. Both teams have gone on into their locker room. But there's a lot of spirit section going on tonight. I think I counted up 33 total cheerleaders to Florida a while ago. I'll mention they have a young cheerleader. She's a cute little girl. Take good care of her. She's probably 4 or 5 years old, maybe a little younger. Not quite sure. Throwing down 336 in pregame. Remind you that what happened to Hoosier Conference this past Saturday, the 10th game. Texas Frontier to Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central got the win 66-2. Northwestern traveled to Rossville. Northwestern got the win 66-7. And Lake traveled to Crawfordsville. Lake got the win 45-32. Lafayette, the Red Devils, the Tri-County, that was a 2:30 afternoon game. West Lafayette got the win, 65-44. In Western, they traveled to Peru Saturday evening. Western got the win, Peru got the win, 22-59. And Taylor Titans, you know that, at Tipton High School. Tipton got the win, 74-55. Games happening tonight. Central Indiana Conference. Games, they're all 7:30 starts. Daleville is at Frankton. Brook is at Wabash. Northwestern is at Blackford. Tipton right here with Oak Hill. The Hoosier Conference, 4 games on the agenda. All 7:30 starts. All games are non-conference. As you know, Northwestern is at Blackford. Seager Patriots are at Central Catholic. Right here with Oak Hill, Twin Lakes on the road, Harrison, West Lafayette. Both teams back on the floor. Some shots at their leisure. As mentioned, Tipton wearing the blue uniforms. White uniforms for Oak Hill, home team on the scoreboard. Good group of fans at hand here tonight. And the Blue Devils travel well. What a big travel. And they make their way over to Oak Hill. Two teams play annually. Been playing a long time. And Oak Hill, as I drove in, I saw the ball field, synthetic field turf. Not seen their baseball field close up. I've heard some umpires say that their baseball field and their program is good. Gangbusters for baseball here at Oak Hill High School. What Tipton Blue Devils looking forward to a good baseball season. Plays the rest of this season. We'll mention girls basketball. Semi-state happened this weekend on Saturday. Just an Elite Eight. That's the North and in the South. Mention I'll be at Huntington North High School. 10 o'clock start. Wilson Heights Lady Huskies. Go against the Norwell. Lady Knights, Wilson Heights, Class 3A, they're currently ranked at number 1. Norwell ranked at number 2. Norwell 21-4 on the season. Hamilton Heights, the Heights 24-2. 15 seconds left here in the pregame. They're going to stand at attention. We're getting ready for the national anthem. Come on, let that young cheerleader out in front of the Blue Devil cheerleaders. Do treat her nice. It's going to be a good one. She's got all the moves. So we're going to set this down for the national anthem.
God, come to this day. Thank you for giving me anyone here. Thank you tonight. Happy Walker, please. Happy to check this injury. I'll have to pay the rest of your ability. Thank you.
That was the Oak Hill. And they're in the upper balcony, getting ready for some basketball. Will Mitchell, starting lineup. First for the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll start like this. Wearing number 3, foot 6-inch junior, 18.2 points per game average, Grady Carpenter. Wearing number 5, 6'2" junior, 5.7 points per game average, M. Quigley. Wearing number 11 for the Blue Devils, 6'1" senior, 20.9 points game average, Colin Swan. Wearing number 12, 6'4" senior, 6.9 points per game average, Ian Tracy. Wearing number 23, 6' senior, 12.9 points per game average, Jackson Money. Hey, coach, Tipton Blue Devils is Cliff Hawkins. Now, the starting lineup for the Oak Hill Golden Eagles. Number 11, 6' sophomore, 9.1 points per game average, R.J. Sugar. Wearing number 13, 5'10 freshman, 16.5 points game average, Jace Conigal. Wearing number 15, 5'11 senior, 5.9 points per game average, Trenton Sweet. Wearing number 23, 6'4" senior, 6.9 points per game average, Levi Trexler. And wearing number 41, 6'2" senior, 3.9 points per game average, Jackson Lamb. The coach, Kevin Renbarger. Blue Devils out on the floor, getting ready to jump it up. Grady Carpenter at 6'6", the junior, jumping up against Oak Hill, 23. Levi Trexler, 6'4", senior. Comes the whistle. 7:40 on the wristwatch. Here comes the toss. Three officials ready to go. The toss, it's a good one. To the backcourt, picked up by Nolan Swan. Well, Swan crossing the timeline. He'll work at left side. Sam Quigley just begun here at Oak Hill High School. Quigley, the circle out to Jackson Money. The right side, Grady Carpenter to the corner. Nolan Swan, one shot rims out, rebound. Ryan Tracy have another chance in the front court. Grady Carpenter, cross court pass. Nolan Swan, he'll dribble in. Into paint, he'll take a floater. Got it. Nolan Swan, 2 points. The 2-0 contest. Tipton, 7.5 minutes left. Front court with the basketball at 13, Jace Conigal. We're going to back out. Teammate, 23, Levi Trexler. Trexler going to bring the ball back out. He'll reset it. Center circle. Hand off, point guard, Jace Conigal. Go right side, touch his hands briefly, Trenton Sweet. Then we'll get back. Trexler. We're going to round the perimeter. On the drill, going to dribble in the paint, keeping you the corner. 3-point shot in the air. Would go. Shot taken by Levi Trexler. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Front court, Sam Quigley. To the corner, Jackson Money. 6:52 on the game clock. 2-0 contest. Blue Devils in front. They're working right side behind the arc. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Clint, the 3-point bucket at Sam Quigley. 2-0 contest. Blue Devils in front. 6:37 on the game clock. In the front court, Oak Hill. 41, Jackson Lamb. Hand off, teammate, he's going to dribble in. Baseline, pick up the basketball. That's Conigal. Got to move the ball around the perimeter. 23, Levi Trexler. Trexler, 6'4", pretty good ball handler. Out top of the basketball. The dribble, 13, Jay Conigal. Get into paint. Going to have to get rid of it. He gets out of paint. Top, moving the basketball again. 11, R.J. Sugar. The way it could be stolen by Levi, or by Nolan Swan. The other end, I think a shot in the paint, wouldn't get the first one. Second shot up, wouldn't go. Get back out there, rebound, secured. 15, Trenton Sweet. Front court with the basketball. Up top, thought about a three. You're going to take one, though, you're going to dribble in. That's 15, Trenton Sweet on the dribble. Levi Trexler, and a handoff. point guard Jay Sonnigel. Sonnigel out top, he's going to pop a three in front of Ryan Tracy and get the bucket. Sonnigel for three. Sonnigel, a 5'10 sophomore. It's a shot up over Ryan Tracy, 6'4 senior. 5:26 on the game clock. 5-3 contest. Blue Devils by two. Pro right side, Jackson Money. He'll dribble it around. He'll dish it off in the paint. Ryan Tracy back, Jackson Money. Out top, Grady Carpenter. The right side, well behind the arc, Ryan Tracy. Tracy being guarded there by Trenton Sweet. Get it around the perimeter. Nolan Swan, deep. Behind the arc, he'll work at right side, Jackson Money. He'll move to his left. Take a 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Sam Quigley. Dicks it off in the paint. One shot would go. They're going to call a foul on the floor. Brady Carpenter tried a floater. They're going to whistle that foul. First foul in the ballgame. Going to be whistled on Oak Hill. Number 11, R.J. Shugart, split sophomore, picked up his first. So he brought in right of the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter. Bounce it in. Jackson Money. He'll pounce it out top. And Tracy, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Colin Middlesworth. Middlesworth in the ballgame. Oak Hill. Come back around. Going to hand off. Going to be a bump foul. Going to call a blocking foul. And Sam Quigley steps up to draw the charge. A lot of folks in the blue section didn't quite like that call. So that foul's going to be whistled on Sam Quigley. He has one. Foul each side. First quarter, 4:42 left. Baseline jumper on the way. Wouldn't go. Not taken by Jackson Lamb of Oak Hill. The other direction, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter in the paint. You're going to pass it down low. Jackson Money. You'll work it outside. Sam Quigley. Top 3-point shot. Rims out. Nolan Swan. Rebound Jackson Money. Hit to Grady Carpenter. He'll drive the lane. Couldn't get the first shot to go. Got his rebound put back in the paint. Grady Carpenter. Point bucket. 7-3 contest. Kill in the front court. Passing it back out top. Colin Millsworth. He'll dish off. Hand it off to Trenton Sweet. On the perimeter, 3-point shot in the air, rims out, wouldn't go. Taken by Jake Sonnigel, rebound Tipton, and Tracy will get to Swan. Now Sam Quigley back to Nolan. Right side, moving the basketball, Jackson Money. 50 left during the first quarter. To the corner, Sam Quigley. 4-point shot is good. Quigley has 2 3-pointers. There'll be a timeout called. So kill Kevin Renbarger. 3 left during the first quarter. 10 kill. Hey, we'll mention this game is in parts. Brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. 321. Real estate agent, real estate broker. We're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent toward Lisa. Lisa lives and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate relocation. You can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message. 317-813-086. And her number is 317-813-086. It's a Stokes Bear, Hickory, 21. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Crossing the timeline, Oak Hill, Golden Eagles. Out top, 15, Trenton Sweets. He'll hand off, Jay Sonnigel. Sonnigel in the paint. He'll spin move. Kick it back out around the defender. Out top, he'll dribble in now. It's 15, Trenton Sweet. Pass it back out, Levi Shrestwick. Moving the basketball, going to drive the lane. Sit back out, outside the 2-point bucket off the glass. Credit the bucket, 41, Jackson Lamb. 5 contest, Blue Devils by 5. 3:08 left, Grady Carpenter lost the handle. The second line is stolen, 2-point bucket. Kill. At the bucket, 15, Trenton Sweet. 2:55 left. 10-7 contest. Blue Devils by 3. Grady Carpenter has it down low. Under the bucket, he's wide open. Off the glass, Sam Quigley. Quigley for an easy 2. He's 2 on the game clock. 12-7. Blue Devils by 5. Balls in the front court, Jackson Lamb. He'll dish off. 13, Jake Conigel. Conigel going to chase down the loose ball. Back out top by Trexler. He'll hand off. Point guard, Trenton Sweet. Goes to the baseline to go to the opposite corner. Middlesworth will pop it outside to Levi Trexler. 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Paxton Lamb tracks down the rebound. Have another opportunity in the front court. Out top of the basketball, Kylan Middlesworth. But senior, dribble in the paint. Get down low. A 1 2-point bucket wouldn't go. That was Jackson Lamb. Rebound for Swan. Front court, Jackson Money. Corner, Ryan Tracy. See around the perimeter. Back to Jackson. Out top, 3-point shot in the air. Carpenter couldn't get it. Ryan Tracy tracking down the rebound and saves it from going out of bounds to Sam Quigley. Nolan Swan over to down low. Quigley off the glass. Quigley for two. Opposite side of the board that time. Nolan Swan with good court vision. 1:33 on the game clock. 14-7. Devils by 7. Outside the arc. On the dribble, it's all a traveling violation. They're saying he didn't get the ball down to earn the step. It was Jake Tonigel. So they're substitute in the ball game. Taking a breather is 23, Levi Trexler. And number 3, Colin Middlesworth. Ball game for Oak Hill, number 11, Jay Schugert. Original starter also in the ball game is 25, Ryan Lawson. Lawson is a junior. Front court, Sam Quigley. Nolan Swan. Left side, Jackson Money. Take it to the opposite corner. 3-point shot, Quigley. Rims out, wouldn't go. Down Oak Hill. Dish up, point guard, 13, Jake Tonigel. To the front court. Hand the ball off. 3-point shot. Court off the mark. That was 11, R.J. Sugar. Rebound, tipped up. Eddie Carpenter, front court. Now Nolan Swan. Work at baseline and take a shot. Outside the baseline shot. Say, we're going to count the bucket. Going to be a foul on the rebound. Going to be called Tipton. See what this is. I think he said 11. It's going to be 20. It's going to be 21. Fidel in the ballgame. Landon Fidel picks up his first foul in the contest. On Tipton here in the first quarter. 51 seconds left. Just one foul whistled on Oak Hill here in the first. On top of the basketball. 16-7. Blue Devils by 9. Going to go baseline. Off the glass. Bucket goes in. We'll see if they count it. They are going to count it. It might have been before he took the shot. Maybe even left the floor, but they're going to count it. So at the free throw line is going to be number 15, Trenton Sweet, trying a three-point play. Out is up and good. Trenton Sweet for a three-point play. It's 16-10. Foul was whistled on Nolan Swan. Has won. Team foul number 3 here in the quarter. 3 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. The Carpenter. The work it down low. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Oak Hill, 41, Jackson Lamb. Blue Devils going to bring it in left. The bucket on the baseline. Nolan Swan's going to trigger the inbound. Be guarded on the inbound by Jackson Lamb. Get it in. Jackson Money back to Nolan. 25 seconds left. Evan Hare in the ballgame. Number 4, senior for the Blue Devils. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, good. Jackson Money for 3. 15 seconds left. Crossing the timeline. Oak Hill, it's time to go. Seconds. I'm not sure he knows what the time is. We'll see. He goes dribble the lane, spin move in the paint. Paint a scoop shot, wouldn't go. Rebound lane, it's 5-0. Got it, the buzzer, 3-quarter court. Nearly win, it rimmed it. That was Grady Carpenter. The end of 1 quarter of play. Blue Devils, 19. Kill. The Eagles, 10. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, no further, AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. AGM Auto, they do classic car restoration. They do precision tuning. Got a car or a truck. And it's sitting around in an old barn or maybe a garage has a tarp over it. Take that to AGM Auto. They'll sit down with you. They'll talk about it. They'll help you getting that truck, car looking 50. And right away, we'll mention AGM Auto. They are now located just west of Arcadia, Indiana at 6660 East 266th Street. And daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And reach them by phone at 317-984-5283. 317-984-5283 on Facebook at AGM Auto, LLC. Brought in half court off the possession arrow. Just the Oak Hill. Front court, that's 13, Jace Tonnegale. Guard, we're going to give him Brady Carpenter. To Trexler, back to Tonnegale, get a screen, he'll take a three-point shot. Right of center, it's good, three-point shot for Tonnegale. 18-13, Blue Devils by six. On the sideline, Brady Carpenter. The left side, Sam Quigley. Back out top, Nolan Swan, he'll dribble in. The foul whistle. Yeah, reach-in foul. An Oak Hill. Then a whistle is foul on 15, Tritton Sweet. 5'11 senior, he'll pick up his first foul. First foul in the second quarter. Oak Hill. Blue Devils bring it in. Brady Carpenter. Carpenter will dribble in. Get down low, off the glass, two-point bucket. Landon Spidell. Beneficiary, I tell you what, he's shooting 65%. Two-point land. He's now 32 for 49 on the season. Landon Spidell. Working ball in the front court. Trexler. Levi Trexler going to dribble the lane. Spin move. He'll take a floater. He'll get it. Two-point bucket. Levi Trexler. 21-15. Blue Devils again by six. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Swan. Swan's going to dribble in. Work it down low. It's going to be tipped away and now stolen. T.J. Tonnegale. He go out top. Look at three. He'll dribble in. Back out. Levi Trexler way out top. Trexler on the dribble. Spin move into paint. He'll take a floater, about 10-footer, and get it. Levi Trexler for two. 21-17. Devils by four. And Tracy going to check back in. Dead ball. In the front court, Nolan Swan on the dribble. Going to give it up to Brady Carpenter. Carpenter working against him is Trenton Sweet. Carpenter going to drive the lane. He'll take a floater. Couldn't get it, but he'll be fouled. Brady Carpenter going to shoot two for the Blue Devils. They're going to whistle a foul on Oak Hill, 15. Trenton Sweet, he has two. And foul here in the second quarter. Oak Hill tipped in yet to commit a foul. Shot up, rims off, would go. Brady Carpenter. Brady Carpenter on the season shooting 61% at the foul strike. Taking a breather for Tipton is 21, Landon Spidell. Number four, Gavin Hare. Back in the game, Ryan Tracy. And Quigley, second shot up. Good, Brady Carpenter. 22-17. Still on the floor for Tipton. Action money, Nolan Swan. And I'm seeing him Quigley. Top of the basketball. Dictionary dribble, Jace Tonnegale. He'll work at left side. RJ Sugar back to Tonnegale. The right side behind the arc. On Middlesworth. Trexler. Back to Tonnegale. Back pedal dribble. We're going to get Tonnegale. Brady Carpenter. Carpenter going to guard him baseline. Keep him from going baseline to bring it back out. By Trexler being guarded there. Ryan Tracy. He'll dribble in. They go off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. Down Ryan Tracy. Front court, Brady Carpenter. Baseline drive. Going to kick it down low off the glass. Ryan Tracy. Tracy for two. And Brady Carpenter, look at those assists. He averages 8.7 assists per game. 7.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. 24-17 on the dribble. Allen Middlesworth. Dish off. Tonnegale. Chase Tonnegale. We go to the corner. Middlesworth. Three-point shot. Would go. Tipped around and picked up out of the air. Sam Quigley. He gets it to Nolan Swan. I'm going to dribble the paint. To the corner, Ryan Tracy. He'll dribble in. Get out top, Brady Carpenter. To Nolan Swan. Three-point shot. Rattles out of there like a popcorn popper. Wouldn't go. Down secure. That was 25. And Lawson. Front court, Tonnegale. He'll dish off Levi Trexler. They go right side off the glass. Layup. Trexler is 24-19. Devils by five. 4:36 left here in the second quarter. One timeout is all they've called so far. That was by Coach Renbarger. Devils still have five. The left side, Sam Quigley. 4:33 left. Out top, Ryan Tracy. So we're at left side. Jackson Money will step in. Two-point shot at the baseline. Wouldn't go. Ball skipped out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touch to the Blue Devils. Bringing in left of the bucket on the baseline. Have a sub in the ballgame. The official did look at the scores bench. Officials look at the scores bench. Make sure nobody's coming in. He didn't look that time. Varson, he's still good. He's got a license. He's doing fine. They bring the ball in from the backcourt. Tonnegale. Trot pace. Crossing the timeline. You're going to dish off. Number 11. Stuckert back in the ballgame. Their deep left side, Middlesworth. Three-point shot out top is good. With the bucket, Jake Conigale straight away, three-point bucket. 24-22, Devils by 2. Minutes left. Way through the second quarter. Stop Ryan Tracy. Side behind the arc. Back the money. Out top, Jack Brady Carpenter. Carpenter took a beating on that shot. Shot didn't go. Foul called. Conigale's going to take another three, and he'll get it. It's going to be a foul whistle. An offensive foul. We'll see if they're going to count the bucket. Foul's whistle. Let's see if he hasn't said the bucket's good yet. And they are going to count it. So the foul's whistle. 41, Jackson Lamb. They count the bucket. They put it on the board. I don't know if the official really gave the indication that the bucket counted. They do. 3:35 left. 25-24. O'Kill. And now from the left corner baseline, Ryan Tracy kills a three. Devils back up by 2. 27-25. Out top, Colin Middlesworth. Point shot taken. Levi Trexler. Out in front of the Blue Devils cheering section. Three-point bucket's good. Seesaw on the scoreboard for the moment. O'Kill 28, Tipton 27. 5 left. Carpenter with the basketball. He'll pass to Jason in the, front court. Nolan Swan out of Quigley. To the corner again. Ryan Tracy shot wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound. Had it. Lost the handle. It hit the baseline. Jackson Money. Couldn't quite hold him. Substitution in the ballgame. We're going to see Landon Spidell in the game for Tipton. Taking a breather with Sam Quigley. 55 left. Clock moving. First half. 28-27, O'Kill by 1. Top of the basketball, Jackson Lamb being guarded there. And it's Spidell. As Spidell switch off, he'll guard the point guard, Jake Conigale. On the corner with back out, Conigale. Let's try another three. Shot and go, rebound, O'Kill. Ellen Hillsworth to have another opportunity in the front court. Top of the basketball. Conigale getting information from Coach Kevin Renbarger. Tipped away, stolen. Jackson Money, Nolan Swan, back to Jackson. There's a whip off the glass. Two-point bucket. Jackson Money at 29-28. Two Devils by 1. 2:12 left. The timeout at a trot pace. C.J. Conigale. Out top, Colin Middlesworth. To Levi Trexler. Behind the arc. Started there by Ryan Tracy. The stop, Papa 2. The Conigale couldn't get it. Rebound, Landon Spidell. Nolan Swan to the front court, and Tracy back to Nolan Swan. Outside the arc, three-point shot, good. Brady Carpenter, three-point shot, puts the Blue Devils up by 4. 32-28, crossing the timeline. Miguel going to the bottoms of his shoes off. A serious ball player when you see that done. Working baseline, up the dribble, Middlesworth. Working back around, 13, Tigale going to be picked off. Back the other direction. Tipton, it was picked off down low. Brady Carpenter, Nolan Swan, to Ryan Tracy. Tracy gets the assist. Carpenter under the bucket. Timeout on the floor, 30-second timeout. 1 minute, 20 seconds left. We're in the first half. We're in the second quarter. Devils 34. Golden Eagles 28. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, the game is being brought to you in part by Put Me In Sports. Tom, in varsity sports since 2008, FET support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter, the Blue Devils basketball in Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball. We're going to inbound the basketball backcourt. Bring it 84 feet. Line to baseline. Levi Trexler going to inbound the basketball. Point guard. Team. Chase. Conigale. Conigale's going to bring it to the timeline. He'll hit left side. Middlesworth. That's Colin Middlesworth. He's got a brother, Owen, and is a junior. And working his spin move. Trexler going to kick it back outside. Evan R.J. Sugar. In the backcourt out top. Back to Trexler. Trexler's going to dribble in. We're going to get Ryan Tracy. Tracy hand in the face. He still gets the bucket. off the glass right side, 2-point bucket. Good. Trexler. 30, Blue Devils by 4 in the front court. Noah Swan will pass it down low. Taking a shot there was Landon Spidell. Hit deck. He's okay. He's going to go to the foul stripe. He'll shoot 2. Look at the whistleless foul on Oak Hill. 3, Colin Middlesworth. He has 1. Team foul number 4, Oak Hill. 44 seconds left. Landon Spidell at the foul stripe. 53%. First shot up, good. Landon Spidell on the season, a 10 for 18. Get one more, 44.1 left here in the second quarter, 35-30. Second shot also good. Got both of them, that was Landon Spidell. Point advantage for Tipton, 36-30. 38 seconds left in the front court, time ago. Going to work at elbow. Right side, it's Jackson Lamb. Back out top, Tonegill. Being guarded by Ryan Tracy. Kick it outside. The basketball there is R.J. Sugar. Out top, Levi Trexler. 22 seconds left. The second quarter. Reset the offense. It's Tonegill out top. Spin move. He's going to dribble outside with Payne. They're going to call a bump foul. Official's going to call a bump foul. Tonegill wanted to go baseline. The whistle of the foul, I think, on Tipton. It's saying it's on Eddie Carpenter. He's got 1. Thought it might have been Landon. It is. Landon Spidell for the foul is going to be called, and he'll take a breather. He's got 2. 15.7 left. Ride the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in by Tonegill. Tall. Let's get it. R.J. Sugar. From the perimeter. Tonegill. Right corner baseline. 3-point shot. Going to go. Running with the board. On Swan. 6 seconds. Payne. On Swan hits the bucket. 2 seconds, 1 second, not going to get a shot off. Blue Devils steal the inbound. Carpenter, everybody's okay. There's a collision there. Grady Carpenter, Nolan Swan. So Blue Devils going to jog off into the locker room. Oak Hill doing just the same. Halftime score here at Oak Hill High School. 38, Oak Hill, 30 minutes, the intermission clock. And a good one in the works here at Oak Hill on a Tuesday evening. Pitching this game is in part being brought to you, Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals. Find yourself looking for that dependable big truck rental company. High quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals at the south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South 8th Street. You can simply call them at 317-773-4800. And their number is 217-773-4800. Indiana Express Rentals, they have up to 26-foot box trucks available. The truck with the Tommy lift will sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals, their hours of operation. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Penske Truck Rentals. Penske alone. Possible concerns away from any travel. Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. So bringing you tonight's contest, Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, that's the place. Enhance your ride. Cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, much, much more. Professional installations are always available. Every product they sell. You can visit Runyon Truck Stores nearby Elwood, Indiana. There are actually a rural Atlanta address, 7857 Henry Gunn Road. You can call them at 765-852-5130. Their number is 765-852-5130. You can check them out on Facebook, Runyon Truck Store, Inc. And that's Runyon Truck Store, your place. Fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Runyon Truck Store, here, Elwood. So bringing you tonight's contest, is Arcadia Industrial Park and self-storage. Indoor and outdoor storage. Flex storage. You can protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, just vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them. 217-774-1500. And their number, 317-774-1500. You can go online, www.AIPSIndiana, that's spelled out, Indiana.com. Again, that's AIPSIndiana.com. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage are conveniently located corner of Howard Avenue and the Olive Street in Arcadia, Indiana. Arcadia Industrial Park, self-storage. And also bringing you tonight's contest, Powers Septic and Sewer. Powers Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business in Hamilton County since the year 2000. Started as a father and son business, now grown to a three-generation business. Residential and commercial tanks and grease traps, restaurants, servicing Hamilton County, surrounding counties, the year 2000. You can give them a call. 317-339-9327. And their number is 317-339-9327. That's Powers, Epic, and Sewer. We'll mention a little bit about Class 2A. Class 2A rankings. Rankings were tabulated February 6th. Class 2A got the top 16 listed here. At the top, presently, Class 2A, tipped Blue Devils. Devils are currently 19-1 on the season. They are number 13 in the overall coaches poll. All teams considered. State of Indiana, all classes considered. They are number 13. As mentioned, Tifton will play Lafayette Central Catholic. Friday, Central Catholic presently 11-6. Number 2, it's Fort Wayne Lures. Knights are 15-3 on the season. They're playing tonight at Huntington North High School. Number 3, it's Brownstown Central. Down Central, they're 18-4 on the season. This Friday, they will be at Eastern Pekin School, South. Eastern Pekin currently 9-10. At number 4, this week, that's 2A, Abahani. Abahani Raiders are 17-2. Friday, they'll be at Delville, and they'll be home with Yorktown Saturday night. At number 5 this week, it's Southwestern. On a Hanover, currently 18-2 on the season. This Friday, they'll be at Austin High School. Saturday, at Scottsburg. Sixth place, presently. Number 6 is Providence. Pioneers, they're 15-3. And on Friday night, they'll be at North Harrison. Saturday, they'll be home games, Meyer. Both games are home this weekend. Harrison on Friday, Over Creek on Saturday. Number 7 this week is Manchester. Manchester Squires, 17-2 on the season. They'll have a game with McConaughey at Manchester this Friday night. Should be a good one. Number 8 this week, Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Fort Wayne Blackhawk, currently 14-6 on the season. And on Friday night, they'll be home with Northwood. Friday night, they'll be home with Fort Wayne South. Number 9 this week, Sullivan. Sullivan, they're 16-3. Be at Bloomfield. They are at Bloomfield tonight. Bloomfield 8-11. And Friday night, they'll be Overdale. They'll be home with Indian Creek on Saturday. Number 10 this week, 2A, it's Adams Central. Blue Devils know about Adam Central. Blue Devils had a good fourth quarter against Adam Central. Central currently 16-3. Tonight they are home with Southwood. Friday they'll be home with West Noble. Saturday they'll go to Fort Wayne North. Number 11 this week in 5-2A is Park Tudor. The Panthers are 14-5 on the season. Tonight they are home with Ryzen Christian. Number 12 this week, Paoli. Paoli Rams, they're 14-4. Tonight they're at Scottsburg, 15-4. Friday night they'll be home with Terry Central. Friday night they'll be home with Salem. Class 2A in the state of Indiana this week, North Posey. They're 15-4. On Saturday night, they have a game at home with Tell City, 2-17. For 14 this week, a 2A rankings. So it's Hebron, where they're currently 19-1. They are home Friday night with Boone Grove. They're on the road with North Jetson on Saturday night. Number 15 this week, two teams. Right at number 15, the first one, Newton Prairie. Both are 16-2. And on Friday night, they'll be at Tri-Central. Be home with Tri-County on Saturday night. The second team at number 15, Park Heritage. They're 17-4. On Friday night, they'll be at Seeger High School. Central Catholic Knights. Home with Seeger tonight. 50 seconds left, clock rolling down. For all coaches poll, tabulated February 11th. Number one, Fisher's Tigers, 19-1. Two, Noblesville Millers, 18-2. Three, Phil Shamrocks, 16-2. And all three of those teams will play in for a sectional number eight. That'll be a good one. Sectional going to happen, Noblesville High School. Three toss it in. Blue Devils. Smith possession arrow. Gives it to them. 8 minutes. Quarter. Bounced in. Backcourt. Sam Quigley. Across the timeline. Picked up by Tonagel. Left side. Ryan Tracy. Now back out top. Nolan Swan. Jackson Money. Grady Carpenter. Scored tip pass to the corner. Poor shot. Nolan Swan. He's off. Wouldn't go. Rebound will be by Trexler. Tonagel through the front court. Back to Trexler. Trexler going to dribble into paint. A floater to rim around, wouldn't go. Rebound, O'Kill. Turnaround jumper is good. Credit the bucket, Jackson Lamb. The 8:32. Devils by six. Front court of the basketball is Nolan Swan. The worker right side, Jackson, say, Ryan Tracy. I'm just saying Quigley. Way out top, Grady Carpenter in the center circle. By Tonagel. The worker to Nolan Swan, back to Grady. Grady out top, Tonagel right there. Spin move at the foul line off the glass, couldn't get it. Nolan Swan goes out of bounds. Last touch. Jackson Lamb going to belong to Tipton. Going to bring it in on the baseline. It's going to be Grady Carpenter triggering the inbound. That's left of the bucket in their front court. Have no weight left. They're going to toss it in tall. Jackson Lamb behind the arc. Below, Grady Carpenter. A jump shot outside the paint. Shot going to go. Got his own board. Went back up and put it off the glass. Right side. Two-point bucket. Good. Grady Carpenter. The 32. Blue Devils by 8. 52 on the game clock. Out top. Tonagel. Real left side. They're working down low. Lamb. They're bouncing the glass here. Shot going to go. Shot taken there by Trenton Sweet. Down Tipton in the backcourt. It made it to the front court. The corner with it. Jackson Money. Back to Nolan Swan. Swan going to dribble in. They're down low. Sam Quigley off the glass. Point blank range. Quigley, two, and assist from Nolan Swan. The 2:32. Devils by 10. Largest lead of the ballgame. Off the glass. Two-point bucket good. Tonagel. Tonagel, the power layup, got the bucket. It's 42-34. Devils by 8. 6:10 left. We're in the third quarter. Oak Hill High School. Tuesday evening. It's going to be a steal. Ryan Tracy going to throw the ball away. He's going to have to go down and play defense. He's going to commit foul, not going to allow the shot to be taken. Ryan Tracy, they might have some blood on the floor right there. Guy's looking down. Maybe it's a contact lens. Probably a contact lens. I see one official bending down. And they say if you take a flashlight, you put it down on the floor and flutter it around, you can see the glare, the flashlight. I'm pretty sure it's a contact lens that has been lodged. I think it belongs to an Oak Hill player. 6:02 left. They've stopped the ball game. Everybody's taking a glance here on the floor. Trying to find it. Say what? A young man that needs it. Probably needs it pretty good. Unless he's got a pair of glasses. Extra contact lens. Likely he wouldn't have a pair of contact lens laying around. But back in high school, I wore contact lenses. Mine were thick. Mine were very thick. They were two lenses put together. Flat on the bottom. They had to stay square in my eyeball. But wouldn't be blurry. Oh, that, with all that positiveness to Mr. Even Kiyoshi Joy. What a gentleman. He works at the Harper Clinic now. I guess he's going to run off. I believe we found out that it belongs to Trenton Sweets. Bring it in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Here we go. 6:02. 32-34, Blue Devils by 8. Tossing in the back court, who's in the front court. Levi Tresco, now back to Tonigel. He goes to pick up the screen from Colin Middlesworth. Tonigel in the paint, going to be a reach-in foul. We're going to whistle this reach-in foul on Tipton. We're going to whistle this on number 5. And Quigley, he has 2 in the ballgame. That's 2 here in the quarter. Tipton. Oak Hill yet to commit a foul in the third quarter on the dribble. Tonigel. Guarding Miguel Grady Carpenter. Works the ball back out. Levi Tressler. Again, is Nolan Swan. Back pedal dribble. Another center court line. They're going to hand off. Middlesworth around the perimeter. Tonigel. Top looking for opportunity right there. Back to Tressler. Tressler out top being guarded by Nolan. Just been moving the paint. Going to whistle the foul. It's just unfortunate. Nolan Swan's foot. Ended up right below where Levi Tressler is going hard to the hoop. Trip situation, they call that a blocking foul. It was unfortunate. It was all incidental. It was the foul on Nolan Swan. He had 2. Bring it in, left the bucket on the baseline. Foul again. It's also been called in the paint. Bam. Axon Lamb pushes it out there. Tressler. Now back out top of the basketball. Ryan R.J. Sugar. Sugar, long shot. Tonigel left the center. A couple of steps behind the arc. Hits the 3-point shot. 32-37. Devils by 5. 5:05 left here in the third quarter. And we're trying to bring it down to Jackson Money. It's stolen by Lamb. Catch up with the basketball. Give it to point guard Tonigel. They'll go to the corner with it. Jay Sugar. Trying to bounce it into Jackson Lamb. And Jackson Money going to get called for a reach around. How to get the ball on the bounce pass. 4:53, Jackson Money has 1 foul here in the ballgame. Foul number 4, Chip. 4:52 left here in the third quarter. Side of the arc, 3-point shot on the way, rims off. Tonigel, rebound, Jackson Money. Outlet, Nolan Swan. To the front court, Grady Carpenter. It's called traveling violation. They're trying to draw the charge with Colin Middlesworth. Carpenter did catch a pass, turn around, and I believe it was a good call in my estimation. Traveling violation gives it back to Oak Hill. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. TJ Tonigel. Out top, Levi Tressler. Back to Tonigel. Tonigel out top, where he gets him, Grady Carpenter. Getting the ball back out behind the arc. Right side to pick up the dribble. Grady Carpenter there. He'll give it to number 41, Jackson Lamb. Levi Tressler, he's going to go baseline. Ian Tracy going to cut him off at the baseline. Tracy going to pick up the foul. Both guys, 6'4". That's the 5th foul here in the quarter. 2 shots going to be awarded to Oak Hill. Levi Tressler going to shoot 2. Shot up, rims off long, would go. Levi Tressler on the season shooting 63%. Entered the ball game shooting 10-for-16. He's 10-for-17 now. Second shot up. 10-for-18. They're going to whistle a lane violation. They're going to say, Blue Devil, one of the Blue Devils were in the lane too early on the shot. And we are at Oak Hill. Oak Hill High School, we saw the first game. Sometimes hard to win when more than five on the floor. Second shot, good. Ball brought in backcourt. Ryan Tracy. 42-38. Devils by four. This time out with the pass. Cam Quigley outside the arc. Working around the perimeter. Now Grady Carpenter going to go baseline. Go off the glass. Going to get the bucket. And they're going to call a blocking foul. So Grady Carpenter is going to have an opportunity as a three-point play. They're going to whistle this foul on Oak Hill. 23, Levi Schrexler, he has one. Levi Schrexler, original starter, played most of the game. Three-point play is good for Grady Carpenter. 35-38, seven-point advantage. Tipton, the quarter, 3:54 left. Pitcher in the backcourt, the pass across the timeline, Tonegale to the front court. Bam, back to Tonegale, double team. Him quickly, Grady Carpenter, ball's loose, picked up by Quigley. They steal in the backcourt. They get back to Grady Carpenter. Out top, Jackson Money. Outside, Nolan Swan. Left elbow extended. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, James Tonegan. Move, it would be across the timeline. Side the arc. Three-point shot short off the mark. Wouldn't go. That shot taken by Trexler. Rebound from Middlesworth. To back to Tonegan. Back to Tonegan from the corner. Three-point shot. Tonegan short off the mark. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. 45-38. Outside the arc, three-point shot, rims around, wouldn't go for Nolan Swan. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. Outside the arc, Jackson Money, left corner baseline, Money for three. The 8:38, Blue Devils by 10. Devils providing pressure in the backcourt. They're making pass across the timeline. Difficult, they're going to call 10-second violation. 10-second violation, didn't get the ball in the front court. What sometimes you want to look up and see what the clock says, and then when you hear the 10-second violation, you want to look up again and make sure the official was counting correctly. So they're going to get the ball back to Tipton. Tipton's going to get it in their own front court. The Carpenter's going to inbound the basketball, slide into the backcourt. See him quickly. Pass to the front court, Nolan Swan. Out top, Ryan Tracy. Left side, well behind Art Jackson Knight. To the corner. Nolan Swan spin move. They go baseline. They kick it down low. They'll dish it off. Jackson Money. Jackson Money for two. Very unselfish play by Ryan Tracy. 12-point advantage. Timeout call. No kill. 2:33 left. Quarter. 50. Kill. The eight. Again, we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention. Game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Stop in, if only, to browse around. Located at 1720 South Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques. Turnaround prices are low, although you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial them by telephone at 317-773-391. Again, that number is 317-773-7391. Noblesville Trophies, up edge, Noblesville. Bring the ball inbounds. They toss it in. And Oak Hill is going to have it in their own Blue Devil backcourt, I should say, about three-quarter court. Levi Trexler is going to inbound the basketball. Just 13, Jake Sonigel. Sonigel, a 5'10 freshman. He's a team. 2.5 points per game. Quite and a good guy to watch play basketball. If they want over there in a JV contest, I got to mention. Zynga. Be varsity next year. I'm quite sure he lit him up. The JV contest in the front court of the basketball. Oak Hill. Tonegale out top. He'll work it down low. Dribble through the paint there at 25. And Ryan Lawson, they'll bring it back out. Those words. Tonegale. Side the arc. Moving it back around. Sugar. upside. Middlesworth back it out top by Trexler. Defense being played well by Tipton. Going to be a jump ball. It's in the air. Going to be a jump ball. They're going to call a simultaneous possession. Jump ball. Going to give the ball alternate possession arrow. Axo kill. So they get the jump ball, they get the arrow. That's the biggest thing. Pass can be brought in, left of the bucket on the baseline by Conagale in his own front court. He's tipped there by the foot of Grady Carpenter. He's guarding the inbound. 1:47 on the third quarter clock. Seed at 38, Blue Devils by 12. Falls in the front court, O'Kill, with an Eagles. To the corner, Conagale, back out, back pedal dribble, lead by Trexler. All out top, looks at left side to Conagale. Come out and play the point. 1:32, he'll work a right side behind the arc being guarded by Sam Quigley. Turnaround jumper, Levi Trexler off the mark would go. Rebound fought for, picked up by Conagale. Yell to the corner. 3-point shot in the air, O'Kill. Couldn't go. Shot taken there by Colin Middlesworth. Down Tipton. Tipton in the front court. Blops corner baseline, getting back to Nolan Swan. Outside the arc, 3-point shot when he go. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. Jackson money, now Grady Carpenter takes the three. Short off the mark, and go rebound, Colin Middlesworth. O'Kill, they'll go to the corner with it. They'll bring it back out. Ryan Trexler on the dribble. Levi Trexler now back out top of the basketball. Jay Conagale, he'll pop a three. Short off the mark, when go. Sam Quigley with a hand in his face. Rebound, Ryan Tracy. Brady Carpenter, they'll give it back to Sam Quigley. 40 seconds left. Quarter. In the front court, Nolan Swan, way out top. And Tracy, now left side behind the Art Jackson money. Out top, Grady Carpenter, he'll dribble around the perimeter, working down low. Tall pass. Jackson money was wide open, but the pass was tall. It's out of bounds. I think everybody's okay. That ball ended up two or three rows in the bleachers. Far end of the floor. Everybody's okay. 21 seconds left. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. It's Conagale. They work at left side. Levi Trexler back to Conagale. 14 seconds left. And quickly going to guard the basketball there. They're working back out Levi Trexler. The baseline. He tipped out of bounds. Nolan Swan, good hands. Staying in the front court with the Golden Eagles. 5.5 left. 5.5 seconds left here in the third quarter. Should be brought in side court. O'Kill, Colin Middlesworth is going to end up bringing the ball in. I'm going to have to bring in the Conagale. For seconds. And the arc, out top, Trexler for three. And the shot is good at the buzzer. Levi Trexler just right of center. The 3-point shot. To a 9-point advantage. The Blue Devils after three. The Warren Blue Devils in front. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by The Floor Store. That's The Floor Store. They're at the east edge, Tipton. You can stop by. You can look around. Their showroom may leave you speechless. You may find that shopping online isn't really necessary, and excellence is required. The Floor Store, they're just east 28, just beyond the car dealership. They're located 1003 Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street, Road 28. Same road, a different name. Indiana, Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan lend you a hand when they can. Also support your choices along with your decisions. They also support the hometown kids wearing the blue and white. The Floor Store, 765-675-2230. Will be brought in, adjacent to the scores bench, Blue Devils, to the possession arrow. Will be brought in by Grady Carpenter. Putting the inbound, Trenton Sweet. Pass to the backcourt, Jackson Money, now Sam Quigley. Guarding in the front court, Conagale. Look at out top, Nolan Swan. Jackson Money behind the arc. Grady Carpenter going to drive baseline and work it to Nolan Swan. He'll go baseline. Other way, he'll go off the glass. Power layup. Point bucket good for Nolan Swan. 52-41. Blue Devils with an 11-point lead. 7:35 on the game clock. Double team in the front court. Pass out of it. And it's going to be passed to 15, Trenton Sweet. It's going to be a timeout called immediately. Coach Renbarger saves the possession in the front court. 60-second timeout. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Jim Dandy Restaurant. Good food, good friends. Time at Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee, that first three-point shot, Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Tifton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward, taking each visit. Feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, friends, good times are not far away. Jim Dandy Menu is calling your name. Jim Dandy Restaurant, Noblesville, and Tifton. Buzzer Sam, give me a first horn. They bring the ball in. Ball's going to belong to Oak Hill. 52-41. Bring it in side court in the front court. Oak Hill, Golden Eagles. Figuring the inbound is going to be number 15, Trenton Sweet. 11th senior. Slightly back court. Freshman. 13, Jace Tonigal. Interesting guy to watch play the game. Be the point guard who gets the ball out top, being guarded there by Sam Quigley. 17 left. We're in the fourth quarter. 52-41. Deep in the front corner, we're into the corner. Oh, Swan there to guard the basketball. Now back out top to Tonigal. Deep in the front court, now the center circle. Tonigal with a stationary dribble. We're going to right side at 11, R.J. Sugar. Back out top. Ian Lawson back to Sugar. Move the ball down the perimeter, and now Lawson. So center picked up the dribble. Jackson Money guarding him. Out top, Tonigal. 45, an 11-point lead to get in the paint. Turnaround jumper, and the paint wouldn't go. Taken by Trenton Sweet. Front court, Blue Devils with a rebound. Grady Carpenter outside the arc, left elbow extended. Three-point shot good. Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on the season, shooting 46% behind the three-point strike. They say 30% is good. To the corner baseline. Three-point shot rims out, wouldn't go. And a whistle foul on the rebound. Shot wouldn't go. And whistle a foul on Oak Hill. The one, Jackson Lamb. He has in the ballgame, 41 Jackson Lamb for Oak Hill. That's the first foul here in the fourth quarter for either team. Front court crossing the sideline, Grady Carpenter. Right corner, baseline, and bring it back out, Steve Quigley. Jackson Money out top. Between the legs, we're going to Grady Carpenter. He's trying to pass it down low, trying to find Ryan Tracy. Passing lane closed up. It was tipped out of bounds. Oak Hill. Then going to get the, bring the ball back in left of the bucket on the baseline. Grady Carpenter will trigger it. They'll get it in. Jackson Money back to Grady. Grady on the dribble. He'll pass it. The lane there. Sam Quigley. See a collision. It was incidental, but it was for sure a foul. It was a really whistle on 11. R.J. Schugert. 6 foot sophomore. Schugert. Two in the ballgame. That's two here in the quarter. Oak Hill. Pass it in behind the arc. Ryan Tracy. Back out top. Nolan Swan. Spin move. Top of the circle. He'll work it down low off the glass. Easy bucket. Jackson Money. Could have easily been a foul. Some Nolan Swan absorbs a bump. He'll get the assist. So pass to the front court. The bounds. That's going to belong to Oak Hill. Coach Renbarger are going to send back in the ballgame. 23 to Levi Trexler. Trexler went out of the ballgame too long. About 2 minutes, 21 seconds of the fourth quarter. He's back in the ballgame now, held by Trexler, a pretty good ball player. Our player on the floor, Sagan, unable to play tonight. 6'7". Outside the arc, 3-point shot good. Blue Devils and Quigley. Quigley, to my knowledge, has three 3-point bombs here in the ballgame. 15 left. 60, 41, Blue Devils by 19. Going to be a steal in the front court. Ryan Tracy steps in front of Jackson Lamb for the steal. Corner baseline, three-point shot good. Grady Carpenter at corner baseline. Blue Devils go up by 22. Going to be a timeout on the floor. Devil crowd standing and giving a pretty good ovation. We do thank you for tuning in. Commission. This game is also, in part, brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Hope Jewelers, they're in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater. Jewelers are located at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-75-9720. Jewelers are open daily, Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, Saturday, 9:30 to 2:00. Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Brought in backcourtly by Trexler. Tonegill back to Trexler. Pass to the front court will be stolen. It's away by Nolan Swan. I'll get it back to Nolan. He can jump the free throw line, kick it to the corner. 3-point shot, Jackson Money wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Oak Hill. Jackson Lamb. 4:44 left. Quarter. 43-41. Blue Devils 22. Front court spin move outside the paint. Elbow shot, good. Pretty shot. Kill. 23, the lead by Trexler for 2. 4:25 on the game clock. The timeline with the pass to Nolan Swan. To pass it to the opposite corner baseline. 3-point shot in the air. Rims off, wouldn't go. I take it by Sam Quigley. Rebound, Oak Hill. Trenton Sweet. It's the point guard, 13, Jace Miguel. Trexler back to Tonegill. Put it down the throw line. Spin move there. Ryan Austin. Back to Trexler. Trexler's 2-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Nolan Swan. Front court. 2-point bucket on the layup. Jackson Money. Spread the assist. Nolan Swan. Long pass. Baseline. The baseline. Lamb couldn't get the bucket. And trying to save the ball from going out of bounds. Stepped on the baseline before he tossed it back in. It's going to belong to Tipton. So, Ryan Tracy going to bring it in from the backcourt to Grady Carpenter. Court press. Court pressure here by Oak Hill. They're working across the timeline. Ryan Tracy to Sam Quigley. He'll pass it down low. Jackson Money. He'll take a shot, get them off their feet, go back up. Jackson Money in the paint off the glass for 2. 67-43. 25 left. Fourth quarter. Front court on the dribble by Trexler. A back out top. 25, Ryan Lawson. Back to Trexler behind the arc. And Quigley providing the defense. Nearly a steal on the pass. Nolan Swan nearly got it. Outside the arc, Trenton Sweet. 3-point shot good. Jace Tonegill, number 13, set his 20th point during the ballgame. He's got 20. Back down low, Ryan Tracy. Wide open. Off the glass. 50 for 2. Spread at the assist. Brady Carpenter, 9:46, 44 on the game clock. The right side of the basketball, Levi Trexler. Piddle Jibble, he'll work it out top of the circle there. Ryan Lawson, back to Tonegill. Back to Lawson, straight away. That's 15, Trenton Sweet. Left side, Tonegill. He'll work it elbow left side, bounce it down low off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Jackson Lamb, Oak Hill. 9:48, Blue Devils back to a 21. Advantage. 2:15 on the game clock. Front court, Jackson Money. He'll bring it back out. He sets the offense, working against him. 24, Ryan Lawson. He'll pass it down low. Left-handed layup wouldn't go. On Swan, that Michael Jordan. They went up right-handed, took a left-handed shot. Couldn't get it. Corner baseline shot wouldn't go. Oak Hill, rebound. D. Carpenter. So we're dribbling to pass it down low. Two-point bucket, left side of the glass. Ryan Tracy, the Carpenter, another assist. 71-48. 1 3 left. Quarter, we're at Oak Hill High School. Last year, the Devils lost at home, and 2 years ago, they took the loss right here. Devils is the advantage tonight. Pass is going to be stolen in the backcourt. Came quickly. Jay Shaw, Nolan Swan. Going to call a block shot. Looked like it could have been a tough ball, but then he'll call the jump. Ham going to go the other direction. He'll go off, try to get the bucket. He'll be fouled in the act of shooting. In the paint, that's 41, Jackson Lamb, 6'2", senior. They're going to whistle this foul on Grady Carpenter. Carpenter plays the whole game, except his first foul with 1:14 left in the fourth quarter. Jackson Lamb has 2 shots. First shot rims off with Joe. Jackson Lamb working on those free throws. Gavin Hare back in the ballgame, wears number 4. Landon Spidell back in the game. 21, Sam Quigley, number 5, going to take a breather. Number 12, Ryan Tracy, going to take a breather. Jackson Money, come out of the ballgame, gets a median 5. Ballgame for him is Drake Johnson, 10 senior. Drake Johnson started senior night. Grady Carpenter going to take a breather. We'll play again on Friday. Is Nolan Swan also taking a breather? Coach Cliff Hawkins giving him a break. And then the chance to get a little bit of a hand clap from the faithful right here. Blue Devils. Second shot up, runs off long, wouldn't go for Jackson Lamb. Rebound, Oak Hill. At that board, 3, Landon Cruzan, freshman. For baseline, Lamb couldn't get the shot. The whistle. Stop play here. So they allowed the sub to end the ball game. Taking a breather is Jackson Lamb. In the ballgame for Oak Hill, number 3, Colin Middlesworth joined the ballgame. Colin for 11. Let's protect that. Number 21, Luke Elzinga, the gentleman that played the JV contest. He played very well in the JV contest. Outside the arc, moving the basketball, Gavin Hare. Big Johnson, over down low. Basketball back to Johnson. The ballgame is Grayson McFarland. Shot off the mark. Was loose. The front court. Gavin Hare picks it up. In the paint. Puts it back up for 2. Gavin Hare, a 6'2" inch senior. Played golf in college. Must be pretty good. 23 seconds left. In the front court on the dribble. Colin Middlesworth. He'll bring it back out. Gavin Hare going to guard him. Deep in the front court. Coach Middlesworth going to drive the lane. Going to take a shot. Going to get a blocked shot. Going to call a foul. Looks like Grayson McFalls might have got all the ball there. They're going to whistle a foul. And it's not going to be on McFalls. Whistle this on Landon Spidell. He's got 3 in the ballgame. 12 seconds left. That's free throw line, Colin Middlesworth. First shot is good. Colin Middlesworth now on the season is 7-for-9. 86%. Second shot up. Good. And that was 8-for-10. 80% free throw shooter. Colin Middlesworth, second set. Across the timeline, Peyton Aller. Aller got some great minutes in the JV contest. Bouncing the basketball. He'll get it to Gavin Hare, and that's going to complete the ball game. 32 minutes gone by. Final score, Tipton Blue Devils, 73. Oak Hill, Golden Eagles, 50. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home, Jeff, monitoring the ball game. We'll hope you can make it Friday night to your conference in the balance on Friday night. Tipton goes to Lafayette Central Catholic. Friday night, 7:30 varsity, 6 o'clock JV. And we'll mention that should be a good ball game. Blue Devils in the night. Friday night, if you can't make it, put me in sports.com. We'll be there. Till then, we thank you, and we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
This game now, after the Oak Hill game, Coach, a couple of years, couldn't get a win. You got a good win tonight. that's a tough team on their home court. So we're able to move the ball on offense and generate enough shots. And then defensively, played very hard man-to-man. And then when we made some of our changing defenses in the second half, just totally shut them down. There was no way they could respond. But that made the difference in the game.
And out-height them. The height factor was good. That Tonegal, the freshman, a good one.
Player is, I mean, grew up in a gym. Basketball all the time. Kid. But we still went down a little bit in the second half.
After late fourth quarter, just seemed to walk away.
I think your defense has got a transition game going. When Nolan hits some outside shots and hits Jack on some shots, and just makes things go.
I think they had a good game offensively.
Wonderful, wonderful game. Grady moved the ball for us. Ryan was big on the boards and finished strong at the hoop. You know, came in, Landon and Gavin gave us good minutes. Really looking forward, getting ready to play for a conference championship on Friday night. And I've done this long enough, 43 years. You never take 20 win seasons for granted, okay? Because it's tough to get 20 wins. These guys got it.
They're a fun team to watch.
They are, because they work together so well.
All right, thank you.